Hi, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. All right, we're going to start off with some action at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. American Idiot is on stage April 29th and 30th. Of course, that's next week, with a 7:30 show each evening. Some say it's a groundbreaking rock opera. The New York Times calls American Idiot thrilling, emotionally charged, and as moving as anything on Broadway. Based on Green Day's groundbreaking rock opera of the same name, this daring new musical tells the story of three lifelong friends forced to choose between their dreams and the safety of suburbia. There is a content advisory. Parents are strongly cautioned. This program contains some material that many parents would find unsuitable for children under 14 years of age. Tickets can be purchased by calling 919-680-2787. Again, that's Green Day's American Idiot, April 29th and 30th. Also with the DPAC on May 1st, it is Rob Thomas. It's a special, intimate, career-spanning performance only on East Coast stop tour between Georgia and New Jersey. Multiple Grammy-winning Emblem Atlantic recording artist Rob Thomas has announced plans for a month-long North American special headline run. These shows will offer the rare and unique opportunity to catch the superstar performing in a more up-close and personal setting, playing a career-spanning set. In 2004, the Songwriters Hall of Fame presented Thomas with its first ever Starlight Award, created to recognize a songwriter in the early years of his or her career that has already made a lasting impact. He has won numerous BMI and ASCAP awards and has earned the Songwriter of the Year crown from both Billboard and BMI 2 years in a row. Thomas is best known for his chart-topping hits such as Lonely No More and This Is How a Heart Breaks, and Matchbox 20 hits like Push, 3 AM, If You're Gone, and Bent. Thomas also earned 3 Grammy Awards for Smooth, his smash collaboration with Santana. Again, that is Rob Thomas, May 1st, at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And kids at DPAC, all guests require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances. Also coming up at DPAC, Ladisi the Truth Tour with special guest Robert Glasper Experiment. Purchased online via Ticketmaster for free download of Ladisi's album, The Truth. Grammy-nominated powerhouse Ladisi hit the road this spring on a 30-city tour titled after her current album, The Truth. The tour, which is partnered with Essence as a media partner, will stop in major markets across the U.S. and Canada, including DPAC, on May 6th. While on tour, Ladisi will perform her new single, I Blame You. Today calls it a breezy, smooth rush of pop soul nostalgia. Again, that's Ladisi, the Truth Tour at DPAC on May 6th. Coming up May 9th at DPAC, Britt Floyd, Discovery World Tour 2014. The world's greatest Pink Floyd show returns, celebrating the music of David Gilmour, Robert Waters, Rick Wright, Nick Mason, and Syd Barrett. Having performed to over a half a million fans around the world since its first show in Liverpool, England in January 2011, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show, Brit Floyd, returns to North America to present Discovery, a stunning new 3-hour chronological journey spanning the entire recording career of Pink Floyd from 1967 to 1994. featuring the trademark Pink Floyd Arch and Circle Light Show. Britt Floyd's musical performance will also be accompanied by amazing original video and brand new animation, inspired by the timelessly brilliant artwork designs of longtime Pink Floyd collaborator Storm Thorgerson. For well-seasoned Floyd connoisseurs and newcomers alike, we invite you to join Britt Floyd to discover, remember, and enjoy the incomparable world of music that is Pink Floyd. Also on the docket at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, is Brian Regan. He'll be there May 10th. The family-friendly funny man returns. Critics and peers agree Brian Regan has distinguished himself as one of the premier comedians in the country. The perfect balance of sophisticated writing and physicality, Brian fills theaters nationwide with fervent fans that span generations. With his first appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman in 1995, Brian solidified his place on the show, and in 2012, he made his 25th appearance, the most of any comedian on the CBS show. Brian has starred in 2 hour-long Comedy Central specials and released 3 DVDs and 2 CDs. His nonstop theater tour has visited more than 80 cities each year since 2005. It is the quality of his material, relatable to a wide audience and revered by his peers, which continues to grow Brian's fan base. Once again, that's Brian Regan, May 10th at DPAC. Next up at Durham Performing Arts Center, this is for May 11th. Jaheim, I'm not sure which, Mother's Night Out with soulful R&B superstar Jaheim and special guest Estelle. The R&B vocalist is coming to DPAC Sunday, May 11th. Celebrate Mother's Day with this soulful superstar live in concert. With his smooth, sonorous tone, Jaheim is the forerunner and torch carrier of today's soul-originated R&B. Jaheim released 3 albums over 5 years. His 2001 debut, Ghetto Love, 2002 sophomore set, Still Ghetto, both of which reached RIAA platinum status, and 2006 Ghetto Classics. During that time, he also scored nominations for the BET and Soul Train Music Awards. He was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards in 2011. Jaheim's most recent album, Appreciation Day, was recently named in iTunes Best of 2013 and features 10 singles, Age Ain't a Factor. Once again, that's Jaheim with special guest star Estelle, May 11th at DPAC. And finally on the roster for DPAC, it's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That's May 13th through the 18th. It's one of the most enduring shows of all time, and the Sunday Times calls it a brilliant celebration of words, music, and color. Starring Diana DeGarmo as the narrator, and Ace Young as Joseph. One of the most enduring shows of all time, Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is the irresistible family musical about the trials and triumphs of Joseph, Israel's favorite son. Retelling the biblical story of Joseph, his 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors, this magical musical is full of unforgettable songs, including Those Canaan Days, Any Dream Will Do, and Close Every Door to Me. Book your tickets and be part of the magic. Again, that's at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, May 13th through the 18th. Tickets are available by calling 919-680-2787. All right, events coming up soon at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. May 2nd, next week at noon, Strauss and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites. This is at the Maimandy Concert Hall. For more information, call 919 1-800-996-8700. May 2nd through the 11th, North Carolina Theater presents Driving Miss Daisy at the Fletcher Opera Theater. The charming, heartwarming tale of an unlikely, life-changing friendship between an elderly Southern Jewish matriarch, Daisy, and her chauffeur. North Carolina Theater is proud to bring this poignantly told, sparklingly funny story to the Raleigh stage. Again, more details can be found at 919-996-8700. On May 3rd at Memorial Auditorium, it's the Standing Ovation Tour with some more D.L. Hughley, J. Anthony Brown, and guest. Ticket prices range from about $49 to $82.20. Again, that's the Standing Ovation Tour, May 3rd at Memorial Auditorium. Coming up on May 7th at Memorial Auditorium is Alice in Chains with special guest Monster Truck. The performance is set for 7:30. Again, that's on May 7th. May 8th through the 11th, Sid the Science Kid. This Broadway Series South event is part of the Storybook Theater Series and benefits Marble's Kids Museum. Come join Sid the Science Kid and all his pals in this super-duper, ooper-schmooper live show. And that was not easy to say. Sid, Gabriella, Gerald, and May invite you and your family to join them as they take an incredible journey through the five senses, sight, sound, taste, smell, and touch, and discover that there's a very special, super-duper sixth sense. Again, that's May 8th through 11th, Sid the Science Kid. The performance runs about 70 minutes with a 10-minute intermission. Kids 12 months and older require a ticket, which range in price from $14 to $37. Again, this is May 8th through the 11th at Memorial Auditorium. For more information, call 919-996-8700. And May 9th and 10th is Grant Conducts Mailer from the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. This event takes place in Mamandi Concert Hall, again, May 9th and 10th. Always good for a few laughs at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh. Every Tuesday is factory open mic at 8 o'clock downstairs in the factory, also known as the Old Bar. Entry is free if purchasing dinner. Otherwise, it's only $5. If you're interested in performing on the open mic night, you can sign up in person the night of the show. Call for tickets at 919-828-LAUGH, and that stands for 5233. Goodnight's is located at 861 West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Here are some other comedians performing at Goodnight's in the near future. Ralphie May performs May 1st through the 4th, known for his hip-hop brand of comedy. Ralphie has his Ebonics and Quick Wit down pat, which has earned him roles in films such as For the Love of Money and Gas. On the small screen, he has performed stand-up on numerous late-night talk shows, including multiple appearances on The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn and Jimmy Kimmel Live. He has appeared on The Man Show and MTV's Bash, as well as guest starred on NBC's Whoopi. Elisa Schlesinger will be on stage May 8th through the 10th. Elisa's past TV credits include her own half-hour special on Comedy Central Presents, as well as NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, E! Network's Chelsea Lately, The Soup, NBC's Last Call with Carson Daly, Showtime's Pauly Shore and Friends, Showtime's Bridging the Gap Comedy Festival, and she is featured in the comedy documentary I Am Comic. Her live stand-up resume also includes performing at the coveted Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. May 15th through the 17th, it's Dave Attell. Dave was named one of the 25 funniest people in America by Entertainment Weekly magazine. his caustic wit, rapid-fire delivery, and his choice of material that can best be described as very adult has earned him the reputation as a comics comic. And later in May, coming to Charlie Goodnight's, it's Tim Meadows and John Doerr. On the schedule in June so far, Greg Fitzsimmons and Damon Wayans. Going back over to Durham, we're talking about Duke performances this time. It's King Khan, and the Shrines. This is part of Merge 25, a celebration of Merge Records' 25th anniversary. The event is Tuesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Sarah Duke Gardens. Cost is $13. If you're a Duke student, it's $10. It's free for those 12 and under. Imagine Roki Erickson, backed by the Sunra Orchestra, or Wilson Pickett and the Velvet Underground, or picture the love child of Anubis and Kaylee. King Khan and the Shrines is more than a psychedelic soul band with a spectacle of a stage show. They are a cult musical phenomenon, a super soul party review, and one of the most entertaining groups the world has seen and heard since the days of Ike and Tina. Again, that's King Khan and the Shrines at the Sarah Duke Gardens on Tuesday, June 3rd. The Duke Performances Music in the Gardens is made possible, in part, with support from the Duke Continuing Studies, Duke Summer Session, the Sarah Duke Gardens, and Merge Records. Coming up soon, Artsplosure, the Raleigh Arts Festival that's been going on, obviously, a lot of years. It is Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at Moore Square Park. Artsplosure is a free outdoor 2-day annual celebration of the arts in Raleigh, and expect about 60,000 attendees. If you're hungry, 4th annual Southeast Crab Fest is coming up on Saturday, June 14th from 4 to 7 at Pullen Park in Raleigh. This event offers the low country heritage of outdoor cooking of fresh seafood. This all-you-can-eat extravaganza will offer fresh, out-of-the-ocean blue crabs, low-country boil, which is shrimp, potatoes, corn, and beef sausage, good stuff, music and family fun and environment. Early bird tickets are $20, general tickets are $29, and tickets for kids ages 4 to 12 are $12.50. More information gotten by calling 980-202-1142. And the Pig Pickin' Kickoff celebration is Wednesday, April 30th. Of course, that's next week from 10 to 2 at the City Plaza. Celebrate the opening of the 2014 Raleigh Downtown Farmers Market at the Pig Pickin' Kickoff. Enjoy delicious Eastern North Carolina barbecue from the Pit Barbecue, a local craft beer tasting from Crank Arm Brewing Company. This is a new feature. And connect with North Carolina's highest quality growers and food artisans. The Celebrate Cary Festival is coming up Saturday, May 3rd, next week, from 12 to 8 at the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary. And Meet in the Street is Saturday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. in historic downtown Wake Forest. Wake Forest Annual Street Festival featuring arts and crafts, children's activities, live music, and plenty of food. 15,000 attendees are expected. And looking at the end of May, on Thursday, May 29th, the North Carolina Division of Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing join forces to support veterans with hearing loss. This is happening at the Hefner Veterans Administration Medical Center in Salisbury. They're sponsoring a free hearing health informational fair, which will include speakers, exhibitors, hearing loss simulations, hearing accessibility, refreshments, and more. Again, that is Thursday, May 29th at the Hefner VA Medical Center on Brenner Avenue in Salisbury. Well, with the schools almost out for the year, and I'm speaking about the universities in the area, many of them hold cultural events during the school year, and that's about closing up now. But on tap, we've got a lot of concerts in the area, and this following information comes to us thanks to WRAL and the Raleigh News and Observer. In Raleigh, there's the Oak City 7 in downtown Raleigh. All of the shows take place in City Plaza starting at 5:30. In addition to local bands, there are plenty of food trucks and local beers available to purchase. The bands are still being finalized, but shows take place on alternate Thursdays starting May 29th through August 21st. Picking in the Plaza in downtown Raleigh, this is a new bluegrass concert series in City Plaza designed to complement Oak City 7. The shows are on alternate Thursdays from June 5th through August 28th from 5 to 10:30. Like Oak City 7, there will be food trucks and local beer available. Music in the Valley. This is at Crabtree Valley Mall every Wednesday until May 14th. Enjoy live music on Restaurant Row. All of the shows start at 6 p.m. The Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. This popular series is always a good time if you like to dance or just hang out with friends. The shows are on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 on the Commons. The series runs through August 14th. In Durham, find your cool summer concert series. These free concerts in downtown's CCB Plaza run from Thursday, May 8th through Thursday, August 7th. The music starts at 7 p.m. Music on the Main, this is at the streets of South Point. Shoppers can enjoy live music every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Cinema Circle stage. Right now, event planners have announced the lineup through May, but the series continues into October. Back Porch Music on the Lawn. Check out music at the American Tobacco Amphitheater on Thursdays from 6 to 9, starting May 15th. In Cary, there's the Hobnob Jazz Series at the Coca Booth Amphitheater. This series isn't free, but tickets are only $5 for adults. And children under 12 and under are free. Wednesday nights at 5:30. In Chapel Hill, Fridays on the Front Porch at the Carolina Inn. Every Friday from the end of April to the beginning of October, enjoy some of the best live music around on the Carolina Inn's porch. It's free to hang out and listen, plus the kitchen offers seasonal picnic offerings. Around the Triangle, Downtown Sounds in Garner. Previously Music Off Main, Downtown Garner's music series is back again. Shows are from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. This is a shorter series with two shows in May and two shows in June. In Clayton, it's the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. These concerts are on the third Thursday of every month from May to September. They take place at the Town Square from 7 to 9 p.m. Head out early to grab some dinner at local restaurants offering pre-concert deals. In Wake Forest, it's the Six Sundays in Spring, held at the E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be plenty of fun for the family and different food and drink options. The series runs through June 1st. Last Friday's music series in Hillsboro, along with plenty of art and activities in historic downtown Hillsboro, you can enjoy free music on the lawn outside the courthouse. Concerts are on the last Friday of every month through September, starting at 6:30 p.m. If you're wanting to travel to Goldsboro, Bluegrass in the Village, the North Carolina Bluegrass Association is hosting these free concerts at Waynesboro Historic Village. They take place on the first Saturday of the month through October. Live in the District Music Series at Park West Village in Morrisville. Join the community every Thursday night through May 15th for live music and kids' activities like face painting and balloon animals. The lineup includes bands like the Jason Adamo Band and the Blackheart Kings. And then there's the Pinecone Music Series. Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, works to bring traditional music, dance, and other folk performing arts to the area. They are co-hosting several free concerts this summer, in addition to Pickin' in the Plaza and some other shows in the area. Some of the shows, these are all taking place in Cary. On Saturday, May 10th, it's Mipso at Sertoma Amphitheater. Saturday, June 14th, South Carolina Broadcasters at Sertoma Amphitheater. Friday, June 27th, the Church Sisters at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Saturday, July 12th, Birch Mountain Duo at Sertoma Amphitheater. And Saturday, August 8th, Boo Hanks and Lightning Wells at Sertoma Amphitheater. New this year is the Pinecone is the Midtown Bluegrass Series Sunday Ramble in the Park at North Hills' new Midtown Park Amphitheater. Shows are on the third Sunday of every month from May to October. The concerts start at 5, but get there early with your instruments for a pre-concert bluegrass jam. Booth Amphitheater carries 7,000 seat capacity, or 7,000 capacity joint, has plenty going on, anchored once again by the North Carolina Symphony's 9-event Summerfest. The Symphony will also be at Booth to back up operatic pop singer Josh Groban August 16th. Other highlights include the Willie Nelson, Alison Krauss double bill May 19th, Surfer Dude Jack Johnson May 21st, and Country Youngsters the band Perry July 13th. Booth is also doing its Hobnob Jazz Series, as we talked about earlier, on the back deck again with local jazz acts on Wednesdays. At the North Carolina Museum of Arts, 6 shows are on the schedule so far, highlighted by a Loudon Wainwright III Iris Dement double bill on July 12th, and the pairing of R&B singer Lisa Fisher with the acclaimed documentary 20 Feet from Stardom July 26th. Expect 8 to 10 shows by the end of the season. At Raleigh's North Hills District is expanding its offerings this year with Midtown Park, a new amphitheater space that has its grand opening, or had its grand opening, with Legacy Motown Review and the Embers. The amphitheater will also have a Pinecone sponsor Sunday Ramble in the Park Bluegrass Series and a Friday Night Tribute Series. The retail area's Commons will again have its Midtown Beach Music Series Thursday evenings through mid-August. And coming up in the future, we'll have a rundown of the concerts coming up at Walnut Creek.